Ron Gladue finds great satisfaction in helping others. He started volunteering as a young man, and now that he is happily, three-quarters retired, Gladue fills much of his working hours with community projects. This well-known photographer is the president of Club Richelieu Sudbury, a men's fellowship organization. Their mission is to promote the French language and culture while supporting youth-related projects and scholarships, and contributing to agencies that tackle poverty-related issues. In 2018, Club Richelieu Sudbury gave $50,000 to Place des Arts Share Our Sense of Place campaign and the same to Neo Kids and Maison McCulloch Hospice, while giving generously to Better Beginnings, Compass Child and Youth Mental Health Services, Our Children Our Future, The Blue Door Soup Kitchen, St. Vincent de Paul and Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario. At Christmas, they aid less fortunate families. Club Richelieu owned a summer camp in Chelmsford on the Vermilion River for many years and invited youth groups including Boy Scouts and Girl Guides to use it free of charge. The 10-acre property was sold and is now used as a place of recovery for people with substance abuse problems. In 2022, Club Richelieu marked its 75th anniversary. It was founded in 1947 and is one of the largest clubs in the International Richelieu Fraternity. There are plans underway for a celebration dinner in 2023. Money is raised for good causes at an annual lobster dinner that in pre-COVID days attracted 500 guests. This year, the Lobster in a Box takeout was popular. The members host a bingo every Sunday from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at Sudbury Delta Bingo and Gaming and receive a portion of the charity revenue. The club has 49 members and they get together for dinner meetings at the Colonial Inn in Coniston every second Thursday. As president, Gladue must attend many additional committee meetings. He joined Club Richelieu in 2005. In 2019, he was honored by members for his contributions to the club and community. Gladue is enjoying retirement after a busy 46-year career. After studying with legendary Sudbury photographer Carl Summerer at Cambrian College, he worked as an audio-visual technician with the public school board from 1972 to 1997. He also worked as a photographer, a second full-time job, during this time. He opened a photography studio at his home in Val-Thérèse in 1989. "We used to do something like 42 weddings a year. That's when we were young and have lots of energy," he laughs. His wife, Lise, has been his partner and assistant for 30 years. She books appointments, works with customers and does sales. "Studio photography is not as much in demand as it once was, but one of the big things we do is transfer Super 8 film, slides and VHS tapes to DVD or USB," said Lise. "We may be three-quarters retired, but we are keeping that going." Gladue also does restoration work of old family photos and can print old negatives, even antique glass ones that might be buried in boxes of family treasures. In some cases, he has been asked to alter family photographs by adding someone to a group photo. Lise explains the couple liked their family portrait with two daughters, their granddaughter and a son-in-law. Later Ron was able to Photoshop his daughter's new partner into the shot. Like many, boomer, couples, the Gladues are in the process of downsizing. Lise points to a pink antique lounge she wants to sell to raise money for Blue Door Soup Kitchen. Anyone who is interested can contact her at gladuephotos.ca. The Gladues now have time to do the things they enjoy, such as spending more time at their camp. But they are always ready to help a good cause. Over the years, the couple has volunteered with Sudbury Rainbow Crime Stoppers, Easter Seals and Meals on Wheels. Gladue Photo Studio was inducted into the Valley East Sports Hall of Fame for their support of sports organizations. "Volunteering is in Ron's genes," said Lise. "Even in high school, I wanted to participate," said Gladue. "I was president of the student council at Confederation Secondary. Then when I started working, I sponsored local baseball teams and old-timer hockey teams. I like to help people who are less fortunate, because I was blessed as a family of seven growing up. I had a good home and there was always food on the table. I like to be able to help people out." A former nurse, Lise helps her husband with his community work and keeps busy with her own. "Volunteering is as much a gift to me. You feel good when you give," she said. Vicky Gilhula is a freelance writer in Greater Sudbury. "Helpers is made possible by our community leaders program."